As Sunflash entered, an immediate silence fell upon the diners. He shunned the huge carved chair that was the seat of the Badger Lord, choosing to sit by a young male leveret instead. Hurriedly, the servers set out food and drink before him. Sunflash broke bread and winked at the leveret, asking,
"What's your name, young'un?"
"Bradbury, sire, but the chaps call me Bradders, don't you know?"
The badger looked across the table at a female leveret, who was twitching her nose and fluttering her eyelids at Bradbury.
"Well, I tell you, Bradders, that young hair maid yonder looks as if she's trying to tell you something."
A chubby young hare, seated at the other side of Bradbury, stopped sucking oatmeal from a bowl long enough to comment,
"That old girl's four petal. She's jolly deep in love with Bradders. Silly as brushes, the pair of them, sire."
Bradders wiggled his ears so hard with embarrassment that they almost twisted into a knot. He averted his eyes shyly, paying detailed attention to some crumbs on the table.
"Ah, go stuff nuts up your nose, Porty. Soppy old hair maids, always making faces and wiggling eyes at me."
Sunflash stifled a smile as he bit into a russet apple.
"You shouldn't be so good-looking, then. Try to seem a bit ugly and battered, like me."
Ford Petal's big brown eyes widened, and she leaned over towards Sunflash, smiling boldly.
"Oh, sire, how could you say that you're ugly and battered? I think your golden stripe is very pretty. Matter of fact, you're a very good-looking badger, if you pardon me saying what?"
Sunflash rose hastily from the table, taking with him a hunk of cheese and another apple.
"You're right, Bradders,"
he said.
"She is pretty soppy. See you later."
Sundew took Sunflash through the cellars, where he inspected the drinking stock, stopping to sample from different barrels with a small tasting ladle.
"I like this one. Very fruity and warm."
"So it Ballywell should be, sire. That's old elderberry wine. Been sitting there 50 seasons, they say. Very good for cold and chills. But two beakers of it would blow your ears off."
He was shown through the bachelor hair barracks, sick bay, larders, dormitories, meeting chambers and nursery. Next came the armoury, cells and lookout caves. Practically that whole day was given over to viewing all Salamandastron had to offer. Sunflash began to realise that he was lord over what amounted to a town inside a rock. When they were above the level of his own accommodation, Sundew stopped and said,
"Only you may go here, sire. Few hares have been allowed this far."
Turning to ask her the reason why, Sunflash found himself alone. Sundew had vanished downstairs. Walking down a broad passage, Sunflash came to a hanging curtain. He pulled it aside and discovered a great forge room. There was a forge fire at its centre, with bellows, a stock of timber and sea coal, and nearby stood a mighty horned anvil, spears, daggers, lances and arrows, javelins, heavy slings and clubs lined the walls. A gigantic broadsword hung from metal pins. The badger took it down, surprised at its weight, but delighted by the balance of the fearsome battle blade. His grandsire, Bore the Fighter, may have wielded it, or his great-grandsire, Lord Broxtree. Sunflash put the sword aside and picked up his own weapon, the mace. It felt better suited to his paws. Several sets of finely made badger armour stood about, deep-chested breastplates, shining steel greaves and warlike helmets. And there were shields, too, with heroic devices engraved upon them.